Look, I've got a story today out of Bathurst, and it's all down to a whistleblower. And I can tell you now, the Corrections Minister in New South Wales, David Elliott, is not a happy little camper this morning, judging by a note I just got from him. This is what I was told. There's a jail at Bathurst. An inmate by the name of Cameron Cook was witnessed running down the street by Corrective Services New South Wales staff at 17 minutes past midday on the 16th of August. A member of the public informed Bathurst Police they witnessed an inmate diving into the back of a 90s grey ute. We've been advised via our correspondent that CCTV footage from a camera called Camera 78, obviously at the jail, at 12:16 shows a person running down K Block past the witnessing staff member who witnessed the offender going down the road outside the jail. Camera 44 witnessed Cook coming back into the complex from an out-of-bounds area. The general manager, Mark Kennedy, viewed all the footage. The governor. Inmate Cameron Cook admitted to staff that he left the complex to collect contraband. Now, this was not reported to Corrective Services as an escape. The incident number is IRM171147. Gee, I know a lot about it up there. They reported only contraband find, not an escape. Incident number IRM171148 was reported as a miscellaneous incident. Now, we got this from Corrective Services on the basis that they were told this, I suspect, by the jail. A minimum security inmate, Cameron Cook, breached his Section 26 order permitting work on complex to allegedly collect contraband at Bathurst Jail on the 16th of August. The contraband was seized by correctional officers, found to be a mobile phone and 52 grams of tobacco. Well, of course, you've got to have a smoke and a phone when you're serving time in jail. The inmate was placed in segregation, had his classification regressed from minimum back to medium. The matter's been referred to New South Wales Police. If established, the inmate was outside the centre boundaries. Escape charges could be laid. Well, let me give you a little tip to the governor up there and the other people hiding this information. It was an escape. Only a brief one, but an escape just the same. So this came from the Minister for Corrections, David Elliott. Now, David Elliott is not someone who likes being fibbed to. The Minister for Corrections has ordered an investigation into the circumstances surrounding the incident and the way it's been reported to the Commissioner's office. You can't dress up an escape as someone getting contraband. The person was witnessed, Cameron Cook, jumping into the back of a ute, well away from the jail. Now, why he came back, we don't know, but he came back with tobacco and a phone. So we start to have some understanding of people hiding things from other people.